In this episode, I might just change your life. I've spent the last 2 years researching and interviewing some of the most successful online entrepreneurs in the world as they built their own expert businesses. Now I'm building an agency to help skilled professionals like you and me do the same. Build a business around our expertise that delivers wealth, impact, and legacy. The real question is this: how can we build 6, 7, or even 8-figure expert businesses while still employed, without spending all our money or becoming a stranger to our families? This show is here to give you the answers. Join me on this journey and learn how to start, succeed, and scale your own expert business. My name is Dave Zimbicki. Welcome to the Build Your Expert Business Show. All right, let's get it going. Welcome. If you're a skilled professional in business, design, technology, or any kind of professional field, if you've struggled to get to the levels of wealth, impact, and legacy that you know you can achieve, you're in the right place. Over the first couple episodes of this show, I'm going to show you 3 secrets of the expert business model that unlock the path to wealth, impact, and legacy. So think about your current state. Are you a recognized influencer or leader in your industry? When you speak, do people listen? Do you have a platform that reaches beyond the company that you work for out into the broader industry that you're a part of? Are you chained to a desk? Can you do whatever you want? Can you work or live wherever you want? Don't worry, you're not alone. 99% of people, even highly successful people, can't answer yes to all of those questions. But you have seen some people like that, right? The brand names in your industry, those that have built their own businesses. How do they do that? Well, I'm going to show you. It's basically us versus them. The corporate world tries to extract every working hour and ounce of knowledge out of you that they can at the lowest cost possible. As a skilled professional, you may be even lucky enough to be making $100,000, $200,000 a year, but only if you're chained to a successful company. But you are loaning your expertise. You're not owning your expertise. Then the financial services industry wants you to think that the only way to a financial freedom or secure retirement or education for your kids or, you know, healthcare in old age is to penny pinch and save for 60 years before you even reach any of that. Why? It's because they want to use your money to make more money for themselves. Here's the good news. There is a new path and destination by leveraging your expertise, expanding your influence, and building a business. Financial security and lasting impact are within your reach. And over the course of the next few episodes of the show, I'm going to show you exactly how. My goal is to show you that building an expert business is the key to wealth, impact, and legacy. And that the only way to build a truly successful expert business is to follow a proven blueprint. So again, welcome everybody. My name is David Zimbicki. In my career, I've sold or delivered over $200 million worth of consulting services, and I've trained or mentored thousands of skilled professionals and consultants. I spent the last 13 years as a top performer at Microsoft and 7 more years with other leading technology and professional services firms. I've helped leaders and skilled professionals in companies large and small leverage the power of technology and automation to dramatically improve their results. I've worked with hundreds of customers from solo entrepreneurs and startups all the way up to Fortune 500 companies and large 3-letter government agencies. My superpower is helping leaders build the processes, technologies, and teams that supercharge their business growth. For the second act of my career, I wanted to find a win-win path where I could help people reach their goals and in so doing, reach my own. So how did I discover the path that I'm about to lay out for you? Well, I've been a successful high technology consultant for over 20 years, as I just mentioned. I wanted to work and travel less so that I could spend more time with my family. I wanted to break free from the corporate world, or at least establish a path where I could exit the corporate world at a certain point in time when I was ready. I wanted the freedom to retire whenever I wanted to and wherever I wanted to. I wanted total financial security for myself and my family. Even if I got hit by a bus or, you know, something crazy happened, I just wanted to have that nest egg and that, that asset there that I could take advantage of. So how did I discover the path that I'm about to lay out for you? Well, as I mentioned, I've been a successful high technology consultant for over 20 years, made it to very high income levels and all the benefits and so forth that come along with that. But I wanted to work and travel less so that I could spend more time with my family. I wanted to break free from the corporate world, or at least establish a path and a roadmap to a day when I could eventually move out of the corporate world and move into, more of a personal business that I could run and operate and grow at my own pace. I wanted the freedom to retire, quote unquote retire. I don't think I'll ever actually retire, but want to have the ability to do so, whenever I want to and to wherever I want to with my family. Basically, I want total financial security and lifestyle freedom. Does any of that sound familiar? I mean, that's obviously something that most of us would be after in one form or another. Now, if you're listening to this show, I can almost guarantee that at some point in time, you've gone to Google and typed in something like passive income, online business, work from home, or any of the related search terms like that. And like me, I'm sure you got pulled into this vortex of, you know, all kinds of gurus and get rich quick schemes that pop up that sound great, but only really make money for the guru and not for you. I have explored all of these. So I call it information overload. When I started out, it's like ebooks looked like a sure thing, right? Just write a whole bunch of stuff, put it in a PDF, put it up on Amazon. Thousands of people are going to buy it for a couple of bucks a pop, and then you're making tons of money. You know, then podcasting started to take off. So I started a podcast a couple of years ago. Then membership sites started to crop up. Like, wouldn't it be cool if you're in an online business to get recurring revenue, not just have somebody come in and pay you and then they're gone, but get somebody paying $20, $50, $100 a month for some kind of membership program. That sounds great, you know, from a recurring revenue perspective. You know, then YouTube was big, live coaching, live video, you know, all kinds of stuff. I was a poster child for shiny object syndrome. At each step, though, I paid thousands of dollars for courses and programs to learn all of that stuff. And after 2 years, huge cost and no real revenue or business to show for it, I felt terrible because I was missing family time, time with friends, giving up hobbies. I felt even worse about the situation because my dad worked all the time when I was a kid and when I was growing up, and now I was doing the exact same thing, even though I had a, you know, 4 and 5 year old son. I felt like I was going down a path that was going to make things worse, not better. And then I hit a point of burnout. I mean, I never thought that would happen. I mean, I've been the type that can work 80, 90 hours a week, you know, wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, stay up late, you know, whatever it takes to get the job done. But basically every day I was waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, going to bed late. You know, there were basically no more hours in the day, no matter how productive I was, to get all the things done that I needed to in my demanding corporate job at Microsoft, and to be able to build my own expert business on the side. So over the couple of years, this led to some health problems and a trip to the ER and a whole bunch of other, you know, challenges. So eventually I hit a wall and I had to make a choice. Should I completely change my approach? Should I give up with the dream of having an expert business? And should I just stay in my corporate career for the next 10, 15, or 20 years until, you know, I secured the retirement and the financial freedom that I wanted? Well, luckily, I had just started interviewing 20 other very successful online entrepreneurs, all of them that were making 6, 7, or even 8 figures of revenue. And I started asking myself and them, what are they doing that I'm not? So after my health scare, I went back through all of my research and interviews with successful online entrepreneurs and expert business owners. All of them that had come through their struggles and gone on to success landed on a very similar business model. And it's what I call the expert business model. Once I saw that pattern, I reverse engineered how each of them had gotten there. That's when I realized that the expert business model is one of the most profitable and achievable paths to the wealth and lifestyle goals that all of us have. This is a new opportunity that's only become widely available in the last 5 to 10 years. It's the opportunity to take your skills or expertise, package it up into products or services, and then automate and scale the marketing, sales, and delivery of those services, but without having to learn how to do all of that stuff yourself. So if you're like me, finding out that there is a path and a blueprint towards building my own 6, 7, or even 8 figure business someday, built around the skills and expertise that I already have, without having to learn a huge amount of marketing, technology, or sales-related stuff, that's a very eye-opening and potentially life-changing moment. That could change the direction that you take your career and your professional life off into the future. That's the thing that I am 100% focused on right now, is figuring that out, building out those tools and systems and teams, and helping other people do the same. In the next episode, we're going to start digging into some of the details. I want to show you what I call the profit pyramid, or what your income potential looks like at the different phases of the path that I'm going to tell you about, from where you may be today, just maybe just employed, to maybe you're at the level like I am, where you have a very successful career and you've moved up that pyramid a little bit. But what I'm going to show you is that corporate path tops out at a certain point, no matter how good you are. And that the only path toward getting to 7 and 8 figure types of income and wealth is through the expert business model. So we're going to dig into that in a little bit more detail in the next episode, and I hope you join me. Hey, thanks for joining me on the Build Your Expert Business Show. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. The key to building your own expert business is following a proven blueprint. After 2 years, $50,000 of research, and working with over 20 successful expert business owners, I've created what I believe to be the most valuable resource that I possibly could for you. The exact blueprint for how to build your own expert business. To learn more, head over to expertbusinessblueprint.com.